The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. As I was putting my surplice on this morning, I made a resolution that on Ash Wednesday, when I'm taking the surplice off, I must avoid a wet ash cross on my forehead. It'll go in the wash. Isaiah, as much as anybody else in Scripture, knows about waiting. Isaiah was a prophet who spoke on God's behalf long before that first Christmas to the people of Israel during a very dark time. Because of their rebellion against God, God had allowed them to be taken into exile. Their great city, Jerusalem, was in ruins. The temple, the centre of their life with God, was destroyed. They found themselves captive to an oppressive ruler, facing a hopeless future, away from a home they wondered if they would ever see again. This is the context into which God sends Isaiah to speak the truth. The truth of God's judgment and the truth of God's comfort, and it's exactly the sort of message we still need to hear today. Isaiah says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." While Isaiah is announcing good news, he is also acknowledging the reality of the darkness. Not physical darkness, something worse, a spiritual, emotional, or mental darkness that binds us, a darkness that's impenetrable and never-ending, and one that isn't imaginary or just in our heads. Many years ago, one of my jobs in the scout movement was to take groups of scouts and guides on adventure weekends down into the bowels of the earth in Goyden Pot or Manchester Hole in Upper Nidderdale. At a suitable point, I asked them to extinguish their head torches, and some were not happy in the total darkness. Just remembering it makes me want to go underground, just for old time's sake. And any volunteers who want to share the adventure, see me after the service. The darkness here, though, is real, powerful, and persistent, and it's not something that'll go away if we ignore it. The worst thing about this darkness is that Satan is the evil one behind it, and he has a list of ways to keep you and me in the dark. It's an unfortunate truth that cancer, dementia, and pain don't take holiday vacations. And when these illnesses turn to death, the holidays become a dark time. Satan's greatest weapon for keeping us in the dark, though, is sin, the sin which permeates all of our lives. He loves the darkness that falls over us when the sins of others are inflicted on us. The darkness can seem unrelenting and unending, but I assure you that it isn't. because the light has come. You have walked in the darkness. Many of you may feel that you still do, but in the Saviour, born in the city of David, you will find the light that dispels the horrible darkness. St. John puts it this way: the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He is the light of the world, and he has come to give you hope and life and peace. The darkness of sin and the devil, the darkness of sorrow and pain, are put to flight by the light that shone in the darkened stable. When Isaiah says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given," he's saying that this child is born and given to you. The child isn't given in some general way, nor is the child given for some and not for others. But this child, this son of God, is yours. You can look upon his face and know that it's true. Hope and help have come to you. Isaiah wrote these words about 700 years before the first incredible Christmas. But he wrote them as if they had already happened. The light wasn't just coming, it had come. The darkness wasn't going to be dispelled, it was dispelled. So whatever God has promised you is as good as done. The light has come to dispel your darkness. His peace isn't just coming, it's come. Your hope isn't on the way, it's here. The peace of which the angels sang is yours now. The light comes to each and every one as this holy child, and he bears such wonderful names that tells you who he is for you. Isaiah says he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the counselor because he speaks his word to you. And when he speaks, the promises are real and really for you. The Lord says to you, "I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them." The darkness won't stand before the eternal light of God. Yes, there may be darkness in your lives now. We can't pretend it isn't there. But God will lead you out of it. He is the mighty God who can and will deliver you. He is the everlasting Father who loves you with an everlasting love. And you can trust him to comfort you and dry your tears. He is the Prince of Peace, of whom the angels sang, "Peace on earth and goodwill to men, on whom God's favour rests." This peace is between you and God, so you can be sure that he is with you in the dark times. You may not see him, but he sees you. You can be sure that he is with you and that he will scatter the darkness and break the gloom, because Isaiah says, "The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." He is so zealous that he does whatever's necessary to bring you out of the darkness, to give you hope in your grief, addiction, despair, fear, and anxiety. In Psalm 34, we are promised, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." His zeal to bring you out of the darkness into the light would even take him to the cross so that he would feel your pain. He suffered your depression, sadness, loneliness. He took into his body the darkness of guilt, reject, and fear that threatens to overwhelm you. The darkness of that first Good Friday extinguished the light of Christ, but it was only for a moment, and by enduring the darkness, our Lord will lead you out of it. In the darkness of midday and in the darkness of the tomb, he did what he was born to do, to save you and me from the darkness of sin. Death, despair, or whatever else wraps us up in its black shroud. In the darkness of ancient Israel, Isaiah, as a messenger of God, spoke of the coming of the Holy Child, which brought light and hope. In the darkness of the first Christmas, the angels as messengers of God proclaimed the fulfilment of God's promise of the Saviour laying in a manger. So, as spring makes its hesitant steps, we can look up for the light of the world as dawned on us, the light of Christ for all of us. You don't need just to take my word for it, take his, for it is God's truth. You may have lived in deep darkness, but the Saviour, Christ the Lord, has conquered it completely. The darkness must give way to the light, because the Holy Child is here, and is light which has been given to us. Then in the final verse of today's reading, we read of the increase of his government and peace. There will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Jesus' kingdom will ever be on the increase as his gospel goes out into the world. It is constantly conquering, constantly rescuing souls from Satan's dominion of darkness and bringing them into his kingdom of light. His gospel conquered our hearts, hasn't it? It rescues us from our sins by showing us how he paid for them through his life and resurrection. Yes, for us he has come, for us established his kingdom with justice, and for us he will reign forever. Christmas was not just about the birth of a saviour, it is about the birth of our saviour. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And may the Lord ever lead us to recognise our need for him, and may we ever rejoice in who he is and how he saved us. Amen.